Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking about what it means to be strong in the Lord and walking in the power of His might, walking in victory. We talked about how that the Israelites fought physical battles, and when they obeyed the word of the Lord and walked with Him like they should, God fought their battles for them. Are there lessons that we can learn from them and apply them to our spiritual battles that we face today? I believe there are. The first point I have here is that to be strong in the Lord requires communication with God. In Joshua, the first chapter, God speaks to Joshua and gives him specific instructions. In fact, all through Joshua's life, we read how that God and Joshua spoke together regularly. They communicated a lot about what was to take place in the life of the children of Israel. Now, God doesn't speak to us one-on-one the same way that He spoke to Moses and Joshua, but God does speak to us. In verse 6 and 7 here in Joshua chapter 1, God tells Joshua to be strong and full of courage. He says this, "Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." Joshua communicated regularly with God. To be strong in the Lord requires communication with God. Here in chapter 6, God gave Joshua detailed instructions on how they were to attack the city of Jericho. And as they followed them, God gave them a resounding victory. My point is that God and Joshua were communicating a lot about what was taking place here. God gave Joshua very clear, detailed instructions, and they obeyed them. And God gave them a resounding victory over the town of Jericho. But in chapter 7, something happened that Joshua did not expect. We have here the account of the children of Israel after the victory at Jericho, moving on to the next town, Ai. God again, as I mentioned before, had given them very clear instructions about how they were to attack Jericho and how they were to take it. They were to destroy everything. But we notice here in Joshua chapter 7 that Achan took of the accursed thing that God said they were to destroy. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel, it says in chapter 7, verse 1. Verse 2, Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, "Go up and view the country." And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, "Let not all the people go up, but let about 200 or 300 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few." So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote them, of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate, even unto Shabarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And then the other verses that follow that, we have the account here where Joshua falls on his face before the Lord and says, "God, what has happened? What is going on? What can I say?" And God said to Joshua, "Get up. Why are you lying with your face on the ground? Israel has sinned." Joshua didn't know that, but you know, that situation could have turned out differently? What if Joshua had consulted first with God about how they should attack Ai? Do you think that would have made a difference? It sure would have. I believe there may have been a little bit of a feeling of, well, we've taken care of Jericho here. Ai is a small town. Why, we can go up there and we know how to do this. And the spies that Joshua sent up there came back and said, Joshua, you don't need to let everybody go up, but just let 2,000 or 3,000 men go up. They can take care of Ai. And Joshua did not consult the Lord. He didn't communicate with God on that one. I believe it would have made a big difference. Well, what lessons can we learn from Joshua's mistake here in chapter 7? I think we need to learn here that it is so important to communicate with God. Learn to communicate regularly with God. Spending time in prayer, spending time reading the Word, we communicate with God. We speak to God in prayer. God speaks to us through His Word. That's His primary way of communicating to us. God speaks through His Word. We speak to God through prayer. There was something spiritual going on there in that account with Joshua and Ai. There was something spiritual in nature there that Joshua didn't know about. And look what trouble it caused. I think there's a lesson there for us. Communication with God has everything to do with victory in the battles that we face. Very much so. One more example here from Joshua's life. We have in chapter 9 of Joshua, the inhabitants of Gibeon heard that Joshua had destroyed Jericho and Ai, and they were frightened. And I'm just going to put this story in my own words. You can read it in Joshua chapter 9. They dressed up in old clothing, put old sandals on their feet, took old moldy bread with them and old wine skins, old wine bottles, and came out to Joshua and asked him and the leaders of Israel that they would make a league with them. And at first Joshua and the men doubted them and said, well, who are you? Where do you come from? And they said, oh, we come from a very far country, and we've heard about all of you and heard about what God did in Egypt and how you destroyed. They heard about all the kings of the Amorites and Sihon and Heshbon and Og. So they said, our leaders sent us out to talk to you, and look how our food has molded in this journey, and we've been gone so long. And so, now, make a league with us that you won't destroy us, but that we would be your servants. And so Joshua did not consult, once again, did not consult with God. And after they had made a league with them, it turned out they were their neighbors right next to them. How could have that mistake been avoided? Well, we say, well, that was easy. Joshua, just all he had to do was go consult with the Lord. Well, that's true, but let's not be too hard on Joshua. How do we work through the tests that come our way in a day? Do we fare any better than Joshua did? Are we prepared to face our daily challenges before they hit us? There's two verses that stand out very clearly to me that have everything to do with communication with God and having victory in our daily battles. While God does not talk to us today, like He did to Moses and Joshua, we still communicate with God, but in different ways. Verse 8 in Joshua 1 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Having a regular time of reading God's Word is imperative. God speaks to us primarily through His Word, but we have to do more than just read the Word of God. More on that tomorrow. God bless your day.